vision.
The best and the brightest.
It's the next idea.
When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
Is Michigan just too modest, too Midwestern in the way we treat our promising entrepreneurs? Jeff DeGraff is back with us, and he thinks the answer might be yes. Jeff's a clinical professor of management and organizations at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan and our partner for The Next Idea. Jeff, your latest essay makes the case that we could do a whole lot better in this state, making our best and brightest entrepreneurs feel special. Are they not really getting the love they should?
Well, I think they're not. And the evidence is they leave. And one of the lines of sight that I have is I can't tell you over the years how many students I've had at the University of Michigan in my leading innovation class who've gone on to become incredibly successful in other places in the world, in California and in New York and in Massachusetts. And the real question becomes, why do they leave? And part of the reason that they leave is that there's no real special consideration for somebody who's got a great new business idea. There's no availability of capital. There's no putting that person in contact with maybe a larger company that might become a client to that idea, service, product that they've got. So there are really no on-ramps for that young person to thrive here.
What should change then?
Well, I think there has to be a couple things that change. One of the things that we often don't talk about is what keeps a person in an environment, what makes that vibrant. And it has a lot to do with what goes on socially, the arts, what goes on in terms of the recreational possibilities, how good the schools are, et cetera. And there are places that we have in our state that I don't think we've done a particularly great job in promoting as well as we could. So, for example, every time I take a young person and we maybe do a jump start or we do a project up in the Great Lakes area of Traverse City or Petoskey or all the way up into Mackinac Island, there's always this kind of feeling like, man, you guys can keep a secret. And, you know, could a business be put up here? And the answer, of course, is yes, it could. And I don't even dare take them to the Upper Peninsula where things are amazing up there. Think about the way everything looks and think about the cost of property, et cetera. So there's a lot of things that we have here that we're not promoting. You know, we have 95% of all the fresh water in the United States. We have 12,000 in the lakes. It's a recreational paradise. The license plates here used to say Winter Water Wonderland, right? So the notion is the first thing I would do is I would really promote the state, and the Pure Michigan campaign, I think, is brilliant. But I would really promote it also for young people to stay here. So maybe we're making a bridge between Pure Michigan as a tourist destination and Pure Michigan as a place you might want to put a stake down. And maybe eventually, if you have a family, you might want to have a family. Mm. The second thing is, instead of having a wider net and looking at everybody in this economy, I think it'd be very smart to look at a handful of people, and the people who would look at these small group of high potential people would be known job creators in the state of Michigan, people who had already created some revenue in this state and created a lot of resources in the state, a lot of jobs in the state. Ask them to select a select group, give that select group availability to capital, availability to maybe some marketing organizations that can sell outside of the state, so on and so forth.
Kind of roll out the red carpet to that best and brightest.
Yes, and with the caveat, with the understanding that as it goes from being a startup to something that's like a mid-sized firm or a larger firm, that there are obligations that these people have. And the obligations are going to be relatively small compared to the obligations you're going to have if a venture capitalist in Silicon Valley gives you money. The hurdle is much less.
What kind of obligations should they have, do you think?
I think there ought to be a condition about jobs, that there's a certain type of job that we're trying to create here. So it's not just the number of jobs. Mm-hmm. We want professional jobs. We want to create some middle class jobs, if you will, here in this state. There should be something about in fact, reinvesting in the state. That's one of the things you see a lot, whether you go to the Research Triangle or Silicon Valley. You see a lot of these entrepreneurs who create these companies. They also have an obligation to reinvest in that immediate economy so that the economy keeps going. And this obligation is not a legal one. This obligation is more of a moral one. It's more of one that's a condition of how the culture works, how we invest here. And I think this would be a great thing to start here.
Are we seeing models that we can study where they are doing this successfully elsewhere, where they really are showing the love to those best and brightest?
Yes. One of my favorites is in a place you'd never expect, in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where what they have as a model is they have these series of buildings where young entrepreneurs, maybe one or two people with a wet lab, start. And then they move up the hallway in the building to where it's maybe a company of, let's say, 10 people. And they move up the hallway into the building. And in between all these kind of levels, there's, you know, there's legal advice and there's capital advice. And at the end of the hallway, like in a great big shopping mall, there is like, you know, Texas Instruments or, you know, or Genentech. And what's happening is it gives everybody a line of sight, and it really moves you from being the small potato to being sort of the big, you know, the big pin, if you will,
yeah,
in that corridor.
Well, how do we measure, Jeff, who's the best and the brightest? How do we choose who gets the extra helping hand and who doesn't?
Well, the first thing we have to do is remember that politics aren't economics, and it's not going to fall in this nice way that we all want it to fall eventually. It's going to have to start in kind of an asynchronous way. So the way it's going to start, I think, is you have the people who've already built businesses pick the next generation. And we're going to learn very quickly what works and what doesn't. Or putting it another way, who works and who doesn't. We can keep score. And we can keep score by things like the number of jobs they create or the amount of revenue that they've got. But this isn't going to be an overnight thing. This is going to be a longer runway, maybe 4 or 5 years. But what we're going to do is we're going to have a rolling evolutionary process where we're going to make adjustments. We're going to do more of one type of a metric or mm-hmm. one type of indicator, and we're going to do less of another over time.
In fact, speaking of developing and rolling this out, why should we limit the special treatment just to entrepreneurs? How about the state's best doctors or best social workers or best teachers?
Oh, that's a great idea. And I'm a boomer, and one of the things that boomers are really big on is meritocracy. You know, your longings are democratic. We want to include everyone, but you also want to let your best and your brightest lead. And if you do that, you know, you have to trust the process that they'll create jobs and revenue, and that will cascade out. Now, of course, there are larger questions about, is the wealth being shared and is mm-hmm. the system fair? Those are questions I don't think we can answer in our little segment here, and those are much deeper kind of societal questions. But I think in general, what you need is momentum and an economic engine, and I think the best and the brightest will do that for you.
Well, we want to kind of get people thinking and offering ideas, and with that, we want you to toss a question at people.
Well, the question I have for everyone is, how would you identify the best and the brightest? And a second question I'd add is, what kinds of help would you give them?
Shoot us your answers and share your thoughts. You can follow us on Twitter at NextIdeaMI or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page, or you can go to the Next Idea link at MichiganRadio.org. Jeff DeGraff, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.